Today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. Hallelujah. You are welcome to visit my website and or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my posts. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I desire that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books, my posts. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony, and they record them and publish them on the internet, on the website titled, excuse me, I, their first and all last name. I'm the church in splendor.com as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my post. Quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was yet small in my eyes, God, love, exalted me. For more details, I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books, my post, in any wrong way, for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony to the time in Acts 4:32-37, and I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and to Rose M. Cado, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Abba, Father, you said that when the cry of praise covered the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Thus, by the blood of the Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace and giving voice to your word, upholding all things by the word of his power. We believe, we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing, and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Father, love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven, and whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest, and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I'm afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the Word of God says that the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time. They are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And in the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and everyone in them, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, with the precious blood of Christ, for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ, that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are stronger in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherever the light touches today, that we, this scatterbound family, households and ministries shall be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, who never leaves us nor forsakes us? And thus, thanks be to God, thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to love among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are an aroma that brings death. To the other, an aroma that brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit, but on the contrary, we speak before in Christ. We speak before love with sincerity, as those sent from love, and therefore we fear neither man nor beast. For Jesus Yeshua has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Father, love, I believe I receive the fullness of the peace and the anointing, the fullness of the peace and the abundance of the Garden of Eden, including the weather patterns and nature and its fortunes, flowing, working, dwelling in each and every realms of our lives, of our lands, and territories. Our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, and our territories. And that as it is in heaven, so also be it on earth for our families, households, and ministries. Take this to your Father. And ministries, and our lives, and nations. In Jesus' name, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions, the plans of the enemy, his strategies. Take it, he's going to start again. His strategies, his wiles, all their powers and their ability to still kill and destroy are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives and lands and territories. Amen. So it be, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the destructive spirit, all its powers and its ability to steal, kill, and destroy the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica. I release the burden removing yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ in and over New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Texas, and every other state in the United States of America, and in her territories, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and in Jamaica. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed to be every demonic attack and their power and ability to steal, kill, and destroy in these places are canceled, broken, shall be prevented by the host of angels, that wherever the Lighter touches today, that the United States of America and her territories, that Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica, be delivered by the blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ. I release and I speak peace, peace over the lands, peace over the United States of America and her territories, peace over Israel and Jerusalem, and peace over Haiti and Jamaica. And the Lord, he reigns forever, and me with him. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed to be all the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, their cabinets, their governments, and administrations, and judges, congressmen and women, governors, mayors, a military, anyone in leadership that is corrupt, the cunning, malignant, evil, wicked, unrighteous men, women who were preparing destruction, the scourgers and screamers, the lying unity, the sinisters, the punishers, and the enforcers, all the king's horses and all the king's men, all of them that pursue relentlessly and attack without cause. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb, have crippled them all and their wickedness, and they be no more. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. By the Spirit of the living God, the Lord has gained glory, has gained glory for himself through all the wicked and their wickedness. The gates and power of hell did not and could not prevail against the judgment of the right hand of God upon the wicked and their wickedness. For a cup is in the hand of the Lord, full of foaming wine, mixed with spices. He pours from his cup, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to the dregs. The expression on their faces testifies against them, and like Sodom, they flaunt their sin. They do not conceal it. Woe to them, for they have brought a disaster upon themselves. The zeal of the Lord has done it. For your faithfulness to your word and to us, Father Lord, I thank thee. In our blood covenant authority, in the name of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God. For now, governments, leaders all over the world that are being tried in the court of Jehovah Yahweh as to what their end time rule concerning their action and the future of humanity would be. By the blood of Christ, I command things to move forward and quickly. I accelerate the reset, the reformation, and by the blood of Christ today and thereafter, I activate the emergency broadcasting system, which takes down all of the media's abilities to get their marching orders, the control grid, the enemy's satellites. I wash them all in the blood of the Lamb. Be taken down and allow truth to be told. Thus put an end to Operation Mockingbird and anything alike in the church and state, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, as it has been prophesied, I lay hold of a mass exodus of all the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, the gangs, the drug dealers, Hamas, all terrorist cells, all the wicked today as the spiritual flee for such a time as this. They be no more in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted above horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea of their wickedness. The Lord passes today through the lands to strike the wicked, behold, a mass exodus in the natural as the spiritual flee. And the Lord redeeming this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity, the Lord our God has given us. The purpose of all these is to instill and restore the fear of the Lord on this earth and in the hearts of men, women, and children from every tribe and tongue, people, and nation. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, wherever it pleases him. Lord, directs President Trump's Prime Minister Netanyahu, the righteous men, women, generals, militaries, hearts, to fulfill in God's time your perfect will, your perfect plan. Everything that the deep state tried failed. The fraud failed. It all failed. And today, President Donald J. Trump is in the Oval Office and sitting behind the president's desk, and is still our president. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty, making everyone their own sovereign individual. He has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, love, for your Holy, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses anyone. Curse witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, hex, anything of the occult done to or sent toward and or sent against President Donald J. Trump and or any one of us, demanding our death and or to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ, that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementations, all their darkness, and they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ, the anointing that removes burdens and destroy yokes. Wherever the light touches today, that President Donald J. Trump and each one of us, the righteous, shall be delivered. I thank you, Father, love, that President Donald J. Trump's and Prime Minister Netanyahu's eyes are undimmed and their vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of their countenance. And so it be for all of us, the righteous. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle's. I thank you, Father, love, for a spirit of holiness and discernment and of unity for President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous, who are standing for righteousness and truth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, and the Spirit of the knowledge of and fear of the Lord. And our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. We, the church, the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knees in the name of Jesus Christ, the completion of a new world order and a new world government was not and will not be bought and was not and will not be established before, on, between, after 2022 and 3/22/2022 and by 30, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan. All its powers and ability to still kill and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper on this earth or at any other time till after the catching away of us, the church, to glory. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world. All its powers and ability to still kill and destroy have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, venom, cheap implants, and any hidden deeds of darkness for such a time as this. They shall not afflict people's bodies, lives, to prevent them from knowing God and remembering his love for them. For God, for love, so loved the original world order that he created it to being, that he gave his only begotten Son to bring us, to bring you back into the position of sons and daughters, so his order can be completed again. The Lord has put all things under your feet. They then above all prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Word of God. Amen. So it be, Lord. I wash in the blood of the Lamb all the children, youth, and young adults around the world, and they shall not be afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by the serpent venom, cheap implants, by the hidden deeds of darkness. Thanking you, Father Lord, for their protection, deliverance for their restoration and preservation and provisions for the sake of your posterity, Abba, in the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it be, Lord. It is finished. Jesus is Lord over his whole creation. My Lord Jesus, Yeshua, Adonai, you are Lord over heaven and earth. Adonai, every knee will bow to you. Lord Most High, for I received, Lord Most High, even though you are my friend and my blood brother and my bridegroom, you are my Lord and my God and my King, my judge, my defender, my faithful high priest. I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, your name be glorified in me. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, and he took the bread, and after he gave thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same way, my Lord Jesus, after supper, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. I am the healer protecting my health. Regardless of any symptom in my body, Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. By his stripes, I was healed. I am healed. I remain healed. So, as I continue to forgive, Father Love, if I have ought against any and Father Love, I believe I receive my forgiveness from all my sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Christ. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. Thank you, Father Love, that the Lord owns this day and thereafter. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him, and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful proud of life that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him. The Lord my God, for I am the church called to glory, the steps of I, the righteous are ordered by the Lord, and great be are my peace and my undisturbed composure. My Lord Jesus, you have defeated death. You have robbed the grave. Then why should my body, my living sacrifice, living body of Christ, this temple of the Holy Spirit, see the grave? He sent out his word and healed me and rescued me from destruction, death, hell, and the grave, sickness, poverty, lack, and insufficiency, the pit, into the abundant life, in abundance to the full, to overflow with and in him. For the healer lives in me, in every fiber of my body. He has restored me to good health and has healed all my wounds. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I thank you, Lord my God, for renewing my strength, my youth, like the eagles. My eyes are on dim and my vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of my countenance. I who eat this bread will live forever. For I have the fire, the light of the everlasting, the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, Christ, living in me, quickening my mortal body for the day of redemption. And we partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing resting in my longevity to 120 years old, time allotted by God to mankind, or until with long life. And the Lord my God satisfies me, showing me his salvation power. The coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me home to glory with him is my is my a heart's desire. Father love, you always bless the desires of my heart. Psalm 103:4, the Lord has redeemed my life from the pit and corruption and beautifies, dignifies and crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Sevenfold restoration of all that was lost, taken, stolen from us, for an abundant overflow in our lives and our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living in our territories, double for our trouble, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's sake, plus eternal life in the time to come, our days being as days of heaven on the earth, spending our days in prosperity and our years in happiness as we obey and serve the Lord our God. I thank you, Lord my God, by the blood of the Lamb, you have removed all sickness from my means. By the blood of the cross, you have pronounced our freedom in Christ. So it remains. Psalm 22, at the cross, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. I have washed my hands and feet in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord to the test, thus by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Christ, Father Lord, I believe I receive that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccine, serpent venom, bioengineered products and genetic modifications, quantum dot, these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by chip implants, and by any hidden deed of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed to be them all. Amen. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Thus it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ, and my Spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba. My Father, my Daddy, we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing our, sealing, resting in my destiny, with and in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Knowing nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Father Love, for cleansing my blood and my loved one's blood with the precious blood of Christ. And for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of love. Oh Lord, my love, how I long for the day when you drink of this fruit of the vine, new with me in the kingdom of our Father. The cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, my Lord Jesus Yeshua. Come, your bride awaits you. Don't delay. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day I occupy, until he comes. Amen. I believe and do what God says, and his wisdom will protect and promote me. Amen. Hallelujah.